Allison continues and says, and this brings up another query. I'm aware there are two of everything, but can you help me stand under all the versions of me in multiple dimensions? And if they operate simultaneously forever, whatever that is, since there is no time, meaning as we used to do it, we inhabited several different chemical bodies, right? At least I'm thinking that we did. And in brackets, reincarnation is not something you support, just not knowing what to call it.
We don't support it because there's only one eternity. So if you got more than one eternity going on, then you'd have a question. But since we don't say you have but one eternity, your eternalness is just that. So what you're trying to get us to get to, which we will, we don't mind, is what you're leaving out of the mix here is the non-physical. The non-physical is in tandem. It even gives a historical and a future view of your middle kingdom of now. So it's the attachment of the non-physical that syncs up sometimes the individual human's feeling place, especially if Mars is coming out of Aquarius and the Nine of Cups has kicked your night in the patootie or something, or you lick the crystal the wrong way, or, you know, pick your poison, it pleases us all very well, or you accidentally got hung up on the Ark of the Covenant and got smoked, and you got yourself smoked. All those different dynamics are just that for the process of bringing it all back into your middle kingdom of now in this meat sack body. Because if you play with this reincarnation stuff long enough, you're going to talk yourself into going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then when you find out and you get it, then you've got it, but you won't be in the physical to enjoy it. That's the difference. And that's why this particular dance of timing is so relevant and credible. Because sometimes, maybe for the first time, thank you, Gutens. All you Gutens, we love y'all. Y'all really helped out non-physical more than you know. Because the contrast that printing press brought forth set it all into motion. Then you get to singing, you wouldn't take nothing for your journey now. Or if you're Bob, you'd say, I'd take most anything for my journey now because I didn't know where I was going anyway. I'm just glad when I didn't get there, I won't be upset.